This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are speaking with Ann Ginge, the CEO of Alexio Corporation. Ann is a certified information privacy and security professional and specializes in the security of patient health information. Ann, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome and looking forward to being informed per your expertise here today. So, Ann, why should the average consumer be concerned about data breaches in healthcare? Let's start there.
Well, I find that most people are quite surprised when they find out that there's actually over a billion stolen health records already for sale on the dark web. And your health information is some of the most sensitive details about you as a person. This includes things like test results, medications, diseases, mental health, disabilities potentially, and health information is not like a credit card that can be changed and the charges just reversed if it gets breached. It's some of the most potentially embarrassing information about a person. It stays with you forever, and once it's out there, you can't pull it back.
And that certainly is a bad situation for sure. Now, how many places could this healthcare information reside for a, let's say, for a typical person?
If you think about all the places that you've ever filled out one of those health history forms, could be your doctor, dentist, you visited the emergency room of a hospital, your prescriptions at a pharmacy, or visit to the health to the chiropractor. Many people will have a list of 8 to 12 different locations where all of this sensitive information has been collected.
Of course, our focus is on healthcare. Now, what is it about healthcare information that makes it such a target for the hacker?
Well, right now we have two major issues facing healthcare, and data theft is a big one, like we just talked about, because cyber criminals can make big money. A health record contains all of the best details for identity theft and can pull up to $1,000 per individual record on the dark web. And this is in contrast to credit card data, which can maybe pull sometimes only a dollar or up to $100 per record. So they can make big money off of stealing and then selling those records. And the second big problem, and this is one you've seen a lot of lately in the media, is something called ransomware. And ransomware is a tactic used by cyber criminals to lock down the data of an organization until they essentially pay a ransom to unlock it. Now, hospitals and other healthcare organizations have been big targets for this because cyber criminals know that maintaining access to that electronic data is literally life and death. So they're easy organizations to put pressure on by locking that up and demanding huge sums of money to unlock it.
Seems like we're hearing more and more about ransomware, and that is one nightmare for sure. Today we're joined by Ann Ginge, the CEO of Alexio Corporation, that specializes in the security of patient health information here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Ann, your company, Alexio, focuses on securing healthcare practices. What is one thing consumers should know about the security of their data at those offices?
Well, sadly, if you have been tuning into the news lately, you'll see that these types of attacks on healthcare are becoming a huge, growing global problem, especially in the last couple of years. And what we've seen is that even large organizations, governments, hospitals with presumably big budgets and huge teams of cybersecurity professionals still can't keep our information safe. Now, imagine how much worse it is in smaller healthcare environments, like, say, dentists and physicians who have much smaller budgets and less access to those types of professional cybersecurity tools and people, and yet they need to protect our health data with the same vigor because they have all of the same details about it. So it's a huge problem that needs fixing.
Well, this certainly is a huge problem for sure, and we appreciate what Alexio is doing about that and what you're doing in the space as well. Now, if healthcare practitioners don't have the right level of security in their offices, where does that leave us, say, the patient? Talk to us about that, if you would.
That's a great question. And, you know, obviously I'm a stakeholder in cybersecurity, but I'm also a patient. I have my health information located in a number of different places, just like most of your listeners. And like a lot of your listeners too, I'm also a parent. I'm very concerned about the safety of the information of my family. And in this capacity specifically, I'm very concerned, because if we think about the statistic that we just talked about earlier, with over a billion records already breached and already for sale by cyber criminals on the web, that means that really roughly 1/8 of the population may already be exposed, and that's a lot of personal details floating around for public consumption, and most certainly will have future grave consequences for these individuals. If you think about what that type of information could do to our ability to get future employment, the effects it could have on our relationships, our families, some of the stuff in our health records has information about people close to us as well. If you think about seeing a therapist, for example, and then also potentially even the insurance industry, I'm sure, would be very interested in what lives in those health records as well. So there's a lot of stuff that could happen to us and be a detriment to our well-being if that information is out.
Now, if all this is the case, the reality being that the healthcare industry is simply not prepared for the challenges they face in data security, what can the consumer actually do about this?
Well, I think having conversations like this, Eric, are really important, because consumer awareness really needs to be amplified. It really needs to continue. We need to put pressure on healthcare and other businesses that are collecting our information. We need to ask questions. We need to do things like ask to speak to the privacy officer, for example. That is a legal right. That's ubiquitous to any place you live in the world. Data needs to be protected. There needs to be somebody in charge of that in every organization, so we can ask to speak to them. We can ask them what they're specifically doing to protect our information, to make sure that it's not accessed by the wrong people or unauthorized personnel. Ask them specifically what they're doing to ensure our medical records aren't lost or stolen. There was a terrible case in September out of California where a medical practice is now going completely out of business because they had ransomware. They didn't have a backup copy of those health records. And so, of course, not only is that a reportable breach, but realistically, almost 6,000 people have lost their complete health record. Most people don't carry copies of their health records around. So, you know, again, this is a huge problem that needs to be fixed. And more awareness certainly needs to happen at the end of the businesses and healthcare professionals that are collecting this information. But I would love that the general public, consumers of healthcare, just start, you know, poking the bear, so to speak, and asking a lot more questions and being advocates for the safety of their own information.
Anne, thanks so much for joining us here today and for all the information shared here, as well as the focus so important to be in the know and be aware of these problems within the healthcare space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, you know, one of the things I'd love to see people do also, and in that sort of advocacy zone, is there are, in Canada, we have the Office of the Privacy Commissioner of Canada, and the U.S. is also organizations and government agencies that you can contact to find out what organizations are legally bound to do to protect our information. So that would be a great place to start also, for people to understand the sensitivity of their health information, why they should be very interested in safeguarding it as opposed to their financial information or in conjunction with, and then understanding what their legal rights are.
And do thank you for those concluding remarks. And if listeners wanted to get more information on Alexio Corporation or to be in touch in some regard, for any reason, where's the best place to get further details online?
Our organization, our website is getalexio.com. We're focused mostly on smaller healthcare practices, but also the organizations that I mentioned earlier and the government agencies have lots of information on what people as consumers and patients of organizations can do to find out how to get their information better protected by these organizations.
Again, we thank you for the message, for the focus, for the information shared, and have a great day, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Ann Ginge, the CEO of Alexio Corporation that specializes in the security of patient health information. And for all the details, simply visit getalexio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.